Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the Bills just two wins away from the Super Bowl, can you believe it?
That's insane.
People have started to take stock in what they can do to help get the Bills over the hump. Fans in the stands making noise, sending good vibes. People making videos, letting players know they're behind them, trying to inspire them. And looking into the superstitions we have to keep from screwing ourselves over. But one man who might be solely responsible for this Bills run has a dilemma in front of him.
What's he going to do?
He doesn't wear a jersey, but I know that a lot of folks who listen to this here show believed he had just as much of an effect on these wins as Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, State of New York, announces yesterday there will be another 6,700 fans in Bill Stadium Saturday night for the primetime divisional playoff game versus the Ravens live right here on 96.5 WCMF. And it's created a situation for someone very close to the break room.
What's going on?
For those who don't know, Kimmy's husband is the reason why the Bills have gotten as far as they've gotten.
Well, I mean, it's definitely helped give them that extra push at the end of the season there.
So just to recap real quick, in the middle of the Steelers game, things weren't going well in the beginning of the game.
For the Bills. It was very back and forth. And then the Bills had that pick six, which really seemed to boost their momentum in that game. Well, it just so happens, as that pick six was happening, my husband was in the bathroom.
Okay.
So we put it out on Twitter. Should he stay in the bathroom for the remainder of the game? to give the Bills, you know, that boost of luck.
Mm.
And everybody seemed to agree he should stay in the bathroom. So he did. They won. He did for the next game. They won. So he kind of feels like from here on out, he should just stay in the bathroom.
So just to be clear.
Yeah.
For every moment the Bills have been on since that pick six of the Steelers game, your husband has been watching in the bathroom.
Correct. He's even got a little setup in there now. He has like a fold-out chair and like a TV on like a makeshift stand that he's been watching.
It's like
the
every
games
guy's
on.
Fantasy.
All right, so great. He'll be watching the game from the bathroom on Saturday night.
Well,
so the Bills
there's a little bit of a... Not really a problem for most people, but it's become a problem for him.
Right.
So my husband is very, very superstitious. Obviously, he sits in the bathroom, but he also believes that he jinxes players if they get their jersey. So he will not buy any new Bills player jersey until they retire.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's that, driven to give the Bills some good luck. So a buddy of his has an extra ticket for the Bills game on Saturday.
Dang.
Got it yesterday and asked my husband if he was somebody who'd be interested in attending the game.
Amazing.
Because,
what? It's not amazing?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not amazing.
So this is tricky, too, because you have to decide, like, now if you want to go.
How do you decide he's going, right?
Well, they have to give the names of people going to the Bills.
You have to go take your test, tomorrow and Thursday?
Tomorrow, Thursday, okay. Towards the end of the week there. And so I went to bed early. I don't know what he decided, but he was going back and forth because he doesn't want to go to the game. And ruin what the Bills have going.
Oh, for God, he's going to blow this opportunity to see a playoff game.
Shut up, blow the opportunity.
He's got to go.
Go back and forth on what? There's nothing to go back and forth on.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything. He's sitting in a dumper.
It doesn't mean anything.
Bro, he's got to go.
No, he doesn't have
to
go.
What a hell of an opportunity. Like, this is an opportunity. It fell in his lap. How lucky.
Don't let him go.
I mean, I told him he could do what he wants.
Absolutely. He should goddamn go.
I can't tell him he has to stay in the bathroom. But I would prefer he stay in the bathroom.
I want to go.
What do you want to go?
Because there won't be so many jackholes in there like the last time.
No, you're
like, if there's one game I'd want to go to, it's this one.
You're plenty of jackhole enough for everybody. The jackhole ratio would be the same if you walked into that stadium.
Bro, That's a gold. I mean, listen, man, this may be the only playoff game you ever see the Bills in.
Okay.
In your lifetime.
Great. And you know why it might be? Because if you leave that bathroom, they're going to lose that game.
That's insane. That's like UFO crap.
Okay. Hey, I know what I saw. I know that the Bills have been playing out of their minds since that pick six against the Steelers. And I know that he's been in that bathroom since that moment. So if that kid is not watching the game in a bathroom on Saturday night, I got a problem with your husband.
Yeah, and like I said, he truly believes he has an effect on these kinds of things.
He can't.
Every new Bills jersey he's ever bought of a current player has either gotten hurt, traded, or quit the game shortly after.
Right.
So that was was the end of him ever purchasing a new jersey. So
with everything that's going on, he's stuck in the house. This is a nice escape. Listen, it fell in his lap.
Listen, it's a great opportunity for anybody other than him.
Okay, phone number is 222-6000. You're out of your mind. Like, even the least superstitious Bills fan right now has to be uncomfortable with what they're hearing, right? Like, you're in rarefied air. You are two wins away from the effing Super Bowl.
I call it the big dance, I hear.
Keep him in the bathroom!
So let's say he stays in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the Bills lose.
Okay.
What was the point?
Okay, well, now
it
we know.
It didn't work.
Now we know. Now we know for
now,
sure.
I already know. Go to the goddamn game and have some fun. Listen, man, the way this year has been, Jesus Christ, man. I want to live through his experience, at least. I can't go. I want to see somebody go.
Well, it's just, there's plenty of people.
What's that, Lou Holtz?
Tweeting. No, you
don't. Go.
You think there's going to be hundreds of videos all over social media? You can live through those people. Find them on Twitter. Search hashtag Bills. It's the same. Who cares?
I'm closer to Kimmy and you than some Jamoke on Twitter.
Which is why you should be telling him to stay in the goddamn bathroom so we can keep following this team all the way to the Super Bowl.
Plus, you get the apartment to yourself that night. Nice.
Here's the problem, too.
Do your girly things.
Like watch the game?
Yeah.
No, that's your girly thing.
He also feels an obligation to everybody else because everybody knows that he's been in the bathroom. So if he skips out this time, he feels responsible for everybody.
And by the way,
I'm
sorry, the videos that Kimmy has been taking of her husband watching the game in the bathroom are hilarious. You can find him on Twitter at Kimmy Johns.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go watch him. Like, he's legitimately, he's got a TV, he's got beer, he's got food,
he's got
a folding chair. It's awesome.
Then I said, but she could be Nancy Reagan. She could be Eleanor Roosevelt. So when their husbands became slightly incapacitated or couldn't fulfill their role or their duties, the women kind of behind the scenes stepped in. So he could go to the game.
Okay.
Kimmy could go sit in the bathroom and fulfill his duty in the duty room.
It's not the same.
It worked.
No, that's not how it works.
Listen, man, we won World War II, and we still got Reaganomics through, and we got past Iran-Contra. So it works.
No, that's not how this stuff
behind
works.
Behind every big oath, there's a woman of some sort with now red hair.
She can't. It is really throwing me
off. She's a redheaded woman.
Kimmy dyed her hair and it's bothering. I can't even look at her. It makes me feel weird.
I want to start calling her red. See if she gets pissed off.
Right, she's on the phone. We'll find out. No, it's not going to work that way. It's not the same
it
juju.
It always works.
No, it doesn't work. You don't understand sports superstition and jinxes, man. You just don't.
Yeah, they don't exist.
222-6000.
Like Santa Claus.
We have calls coming in. Kimmy's husband has watched every second of the Bills from the bathroom since the pick six against the Steelers. The Bills have been unstoppable since that moment. He now has an opportunity to go to the game on Saturday. He has to make a decision either. Do you know if you don't know if he made the decision last night or not?
I don't know. I would assume he would have had to tell his buddy last
night. He's going.
But he took some time to think about it.
I'm getting like nauseous, legitimately nauseous. All right, let's talk to Jim. He's on CMF. Hey, Jim.
Is that Kimmy's new red hair?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, so let's see. You haven't been to a game yet this year, right?
Yes, it's true.
Okay, so you should sell your season passes and never go again. They're doing the best they've ever done in 20 years.
So, Jim, I'm not going to lie to you. That thought has crossed my mind.
Well, there's no what do you mean? There's no even thought about it.
Well, I don't have to make a decision until next year.
You need to stay out of the stadium.
So, Jim, you are saying that this is not something you believe in?
No, it's stupid.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hey, is that Jim? Is that fun? Sharks hate it!
I stand behind Jim.
Jim, are you a Bills fan?
Yes, I am, but I'm not an idiot.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're calling the show, to be fair. So, Jim, let's say this. Let's say Kimmy's husband goes to the game on Saturday, right? And the Bills lose a heartbreaking game. That is not going to pop in your head at all.
Really? Would that be something new for the Bills?
You're a Bills fan?
I'm very confused, Jim. I feel like you have a lot of conflict going on.
Jim's one of those guys who's he's a Bills fan because he wants to be cool with everybody else at work right now. Check out my hat, guys. Doug Flutie was cool. Bye, Jim. Have a good rest of the day. Look, if you're not a Bills fan, fine. I get it. Ooh, this is stupid. It sucks. If you are a Bills fan, you are quivering like I am quivering right now. Why change it? Why change anything?
Because it's a golden opportunity to see a great game. When's the last time the Bills may never get to this point again.
Why are you being a dick?
I mean, there's a possibility.
Why are you being a dick?
There's a possibility.
Don't be a dick.
Listen, they can win it all this year, maybe never get back to it again. But this is the last home game of the season, period, whether they win or lose.
No, that's not true. If the Browns upset the Chiefs, yeah, it's the AFC Championship at home.
Okay.
You gave me that about the Steelers last week.
Okay. It is possible.
There ain't no Cleveland beating Kansas City in Kansas City.
Ain't no Cleveland beating Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Let me tell you something. That dog won't hunt.
Go home. You and Red over here can go home.
Cleveland is the ass end of the dog, son.
You read something.
Okay, so we got a tweet, and I've seen this suggestion a couple times from people. This is from @AndrewFowler. They have bathrooms at Bill's Stadium. He could always go in there if needed.
Okay, wait a minute.
Sit in the trough.
Why would you spend the money on the ticket to go watch it in the bathroom? Plus, it's a pandemic game. You shouldn't be in the bathroom stuck with all those people. It's a terrible idea. Let's talk to Tim. He's on CMF. Hey, Timmy. How are you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Timmy, my advice to you, tell your husband to take the ticket.
Okay.
And then you go to the game and he keeps his ass in that bathroom.
Oh, there you go.
I like the way you think.
So, Timmy, you are nervous about this.
All right. This is going to be gross. Probably.
Yeah, this is going to be gross.
Right, I've got a hoodie that I wear on game days that I haven't washed since we won the game immediately after losing to Arizona.
Oh, Kimmy's got one too.
No, my husband's also been wearing the same shirt every week too.
Same here. I haven't washed my Zubaz pants in like 13 weeks.
You gross ass people.
You're
going to get crotch rot.
Crotch rot.
You like crotch rot?
From a hoodie?
Yeah, yeah. But it depends on how long the hoodie is. So, Tim, no. So, you are superstitious, and you believe that
You smell.
Okay, shut up, man. This is not uncommon.
Timmy.
The best Bills fans are like Tim, are like Kimmy's husband. Okay. Tim?
I got it from my mom.
How does your mother smell?
No, the superstition.
My mom used to do this for the Sabres.
She smelled.
All the time.
Wait, your mom wouldn't change her clothes?
No. She worked nights at the time, and she would go to work and listen to the games, and if we won the next game, she'd wear the same outfit.
And the seagulls followed her wherever she went.
I feel like Tommy's like really not understanding this. Like, this is a common thing that people do.
Go ahead.
What are you gonna expect from Tommy with that Pittsburgh mentality?
That's a valid point. Tim, thanks for the call, buddy. Go Bills.
No problem. Go Bills.
Go Bills. No, Tim's totally right. Like, you don't
Y'all need to pay to wash your damn britches.
You don't love anything? You don't invest in anything? No, you don't, actually.
I do.
You're the most self-loathing human being I've ever met. You don't invest your emotions in anything. Therefore, you can't understand the idea of superstition.
I ain't going to act a fool. Know that.
Shut up. Let's talk to JD. He's on CMF. Hey, JD. How are you, brother?
Hey. So, Kimmy, you're a Bills fan, obviously,
Kimmy's on the phone. She can't hear you right now. But yes, she is. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, Kimmy's a Bills fan. Mm-hmm. So, it could be a double whammy, though. If he ends up going to the game, she dyed her hair.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
think
about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I've changed my hair throughout the season.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Not like
we're
that
good.
Drastic, but
yeah,
I've gotten
but
like...
You're, but, I mean, you just dyed it red, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Kimmy, why did you dye your hair?
But I didn't do it like game time. It wasn't like a game time
No, but
change.
You did. Oh, he's right. You had blonde hair. While they've been winning, and you just dyed your hair.
Game.
What the hell is wrong with you people? You're the worst couple ever for superstitions, JD. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Can we put up a poll?
Yeah.
Should he be going to the game? Because I'm guessing that based on the all caps Twitter messages and direct messages I'm getting on Instagram, most people are going to say he's got to keep his ass in that bathroom.
All right. I disagree. I feel bad for the kid. Let the kid have some fun.
So what, you're
going
to tell me right now?
We know what he's going through right now. It can't be good. Let him go have a good time, for God's sake.
But see, it's not just his own superstition. Now, I understand, Kimmy, he is superstitious, and he feels
this. Yes, no, I mean, this is... He's really dying on the inside trying to make this decision.
Past that, he has to be aware that if he goes to this game, Kimmy's husband, after watching all of the games in the bathroom since the Pittsburgh game, and the Bills lose, God forbid, everybody in Rochester will hate him.
They're going to be mad at him.
They will hate him. You would still go knowing there was that much on the line? Even if you didn't believe in the superstition?
First of all, I think they're going to win. I believe the Bills are going to win. I don't think some bathroom break's going to make any difference.
Didn't you say yesterday that Lamar Jackson was a far better quarterback than Josh Allen?
He is.
Oh.
But I think it's Josh's day.
Josh's day. It's Josh's day. Just because a Bobcat ate chili don't mean he's going to crap diamonds. Let's talk to Sean. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Sean. How are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
So I have an old Jerry Hughes jersey, like his first year when he signed on with the Bills.
Okay.
And I have not taken it off but three times this season.
Wait, like
and those three
all day
times I have not worn it for a game were the three games that we lost. Oh.
Okay, so you're saying you don't wear it like 24/7, you just wear it
one
game.
No. That's the thing. I don't think I can. As soon as the game's over, take it off.
Okay, all right.
It's gotten to the point where my buddy will call me 2 to 3 days before the game. Hey, you got your jersey? Because if not, I'm going to bring it to you.
How do you explain that? Three losses, three times Jerry Hughes' jersey wasn't on JD's back.
It's got to be this dude. It's carrying the team.
Man, I don't know.
Don't you want to feel?
I'm up there with Kimmy's husband, man.
All right, so Sean, if you were to be able, if Kimmy's husband could hear you, and he might be listening right now, you would tell him what?
I think, you know, his thing is way harder than mine. Mine's just wearing the jersey. I can still go places.
Okay.
But I think he's got to stay in the bathroom. Man.
God damn right, he's got to stay in the bathroom! Sean, go Bills, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Well, maybe we should all go in the bathroom and support them then. Saturday night, we should all pile into our bathrooms to show unity. Strength in numbers, right?
That would be funny.
If you want to go to the Super Bowl, maybe we all got to get in the bathroom.
That would be great. Like lit candles, all break room listeners in the bathroom watching the Bills game. No, but then I haven't been in the bathroom. That might shift my
energy.
You know what I'm saying? I got my spot on the couch with what I'm wearing.
Right.
I have to keep it all the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kimmy?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's probably already had to make his decision by now.
Yeah, I would think so.
If he has chosen to go to the game, I will never forgive him if it goes south. And I'm being sincere. I will never forgive him. Ever.
Okay, so if he was already struggling with the decision before.
Yeah.
Next time I see him, I'm going to punch him right in his stupid face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.